halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Being inadequate. There's a strong pull in the world to mediocrity, to average, to conformity. What you trying to do? Who you think you are? That's why they had trouble with Jesus. They said, who you think you are? He said, I am. That's who I is. Who is you? They said, Abraham's our father. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Amen. Oh, boy. It was on then. What? He was just telling them like it was. Wasn't that arrogant about it? He was saying what it was. He was shaking up the religious hierarchy. And that's what we need to just kill, that religious spirit. Cut off the head of Python. That religious thing that chokes everything that ain't in its little box. Kill it. Look at somebody, tell them, kill it. Don't pet it. Don't feed it. Don't take it home. Like my wife, she'll run out in a field to run over a snake. She don't like snakes. Leave the poor snake alone. Just by kill it. It's poison. You just warming yourself by the fire. He want to bite you. Now, go to Hebrews 11:3 for a minute. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith. Now, there it is again. There's the key. When we hear, and that's why we cannot allow ourselves. That's why we can't be too busy looking at other people. Amen. We have to really take inventory of ourselves, because it's through faith. We cannot allow ourselves to become familiar. Amen. Familiarity breeds contempt. That's right. Oh, I heard that before, or seen that before, done that, got a t-shirt. You know, and that's how some people see the Word of God. Amen. But the Word of God is quick or alive. Right. Every Word of God is inspired. Anytime you open up that book, you need to open it up carefully.
Yes. That's right.
Not just read your 23rd Psalm on the way with the toast in the mouth and the Lord my shepherd. Run it off to work. Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's okay if that's all you can do, but you ain't going to receive very much, because nothing's conceived. How intimate is that? See, conception can only take place through intimacy. It don't take place by accident. It's through intimacy. Remember the Lord said, depart from me, workers of iniquity. I never knew you. They were never intimate. That same new you is the new you that Joseph knew Mary after Jesus was born. And I'm not talking about as his sister in the Lord, but as his wife. He knew her. He was intimate with her. And Jesus said that about those that workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You might have professed me and done things in my name, but I never knew you. You never were conceived of me. That's what makes us, that's what distinguishes us as children of God, because we were not born again of the will of man, not because of a preacher or a church, nor of the will of the flesh, not because we took on grandma's religion. In order to be in the kingdom, you have to be born into it. Amen. By the Spirit of God. In other words, somewhere there had to take place an intimate relationship. Amen. And a birthing. Yes. That's why some stuff, even though we're not critical in that, some stuff, you know, they talk, but there's no, they don't look like it. You understand what I mean? I'm not saying dress or nothing. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying. Let me get off of that. Through faith, we understand. I love that. I could stay on that for a long time. Through faith, we understand. Amen. Say it with me. Through faith,
I understand.
See, that's why we can't just, come on, we can't allow ourselves to be sitting ducks. Just sitting, talking about, woe is me. When you got that it factor. Amen. All down in your bones. Ain't nothing normal about you. I said, ain't nothing normal about you. Tell somebody, you got it. Do you know the brain, a part of the brain that controls speech, vocabulary, words, that part of the brain will cause or causes the entire body, the entire nervous system to respond. Now, there are parts of the brain that won't affect but certain parts of the body. But the compartment that controls speech covers everything from your toenails to your fingernails, to the top of your head, to the soles of your feet. It will respond to that, to those words. So what words are coming out of your mouth? When we talk about sickness or disease, when we use the confession, when we meditate to utter, to muse over, to think deeply about, to speak, we do that, there's a gestation period. Amen. Just because overnight you don't see the results you want. Amen. I tried it. That's the problem. You trying something. You trying it. You're not believing it. It's through faith we understand. Yes. 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 See, faith ain't trying something.
Amen. Amen.
Faith is now.
Yes.
That's mine.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Every day, that's mine.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Every day, that's mine.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I ain't waiting on this mind now.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time for it manifest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Through faith, I'm telling you, through faith you understand.
Yeah.
Faith will mess your mind up.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Have you operating on a whole nother level and a whole nother frequency, making all kind of different decisions because you walking in faith, you've come into a realm called possibility. Where anything is possible.
Yes.
Tell somebody, start thinking big.
Get out of the box.
You got that it factor. You the one, you got it. You can go to the head of your class. Yes, you can. You see, when you get into the flow, it becomes easy. You see struggling. You see striving. Because, see, it starts to come to you natural.
Yeah.
Because you're in the flow. You're in your domain. You got it going on now. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When you start to understand everything is working together. Why should you worry? Everything's working together. That mistake. You know what? It's still working. God said, I got it. Listen. Woo. Glory to God. We are diamonds. Tell somebody, you're a diamond. Every diamond has what they call an inclusion. As expensive as they are, as beautiful as they are, they have inclusions. Let me use the word flaws. But the flaw, I'm going to call it this, is nature's fingerprint. You got nature's fingerprint on you. But you're still a diamond. The fingerprint shouldn't stop you from shining. Because every diamond, the most costly, the one they insured for $100 million, had inclusions. But it didn't stop the shine. See, you got to readjust your thinking. Some people are so sin conscious. You need your conscience purged. You're trying to work it out yourself. You'll be working till Jesus comes. But when you let go and let God, you start looking heavenward. Let the word begin to change you. Stuff will fall off that you tried all your life to get out of. When you just start moving toward him and in your it factor, that stuff loses its power. Sin has no dominion over us. But if you think about it all the time, if your mind is on it all the time, if you're always conscious of it, it's going to have influence in your life. And we ain't talking about nothing like no license for sin. See, that's a religious spirit. Won't give nobody. What do you mean give somebody a license to sin? Whoever asked for a license to sin? License to sin. Show me a license to sin. No such a thing. It's renewing your mind. Stop being entertained by the devil. Distracted by the devil. Listening to those frequencies. You have authority over them. Imaginations, images, high things. God didn't leave you down here unequipped or vulnerable. Tell somebody, you got it. And your enemy knows you got it.
Have you heard? Every Sunday at 9 a.m. starting this Sunday, January 28th, it's Generation Next at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. It's a creative, innovative, fun program designed just for you. All youth and teens ages 8 to 18. For more information or to register, call 772-465-0036. Transportation is provided in the Fort Pierce area, and a continental breakfast will be served.